Hello, this is Phyllis, aka Hilarious Woman, and welcome to another episode of 11 Minutes to Leveling Up, where in 11 minutes or less, I say something that will hopefully help you to level up in thought, word, or action today so you can be who you want tomorrow. Don't forget to leave a review. So something that I think is really crazy is that I grew up thinking that saving money was the best thing in the world. Like, all I can do for myself, if I know what's good for me, is save some money. And I did, and I have continued to do so. I try really hard to save a lot of money, and that's what I've been doing for as long as I've had the means to do so. Even in college, I worked like 6 jobs. Not because I didn't have money saved up, but because I needed to save more money. And that's kind of a philosophy I still hold today. I don't like to rely on one thing or another to be all the money I have in the world, where it's like all of a sudden one emergency puts me into a ridiculous amount of debt. So I bring this all up because apparently that's not what you're supposed to be doing. It's not the most helpful action for you in your life. It actually costs you more money than it helps you keep. And it definitely isn't making you more money, even if your bank charges you good interest. Charges? Gives you good interest? For example, I hold a credit union account, so I got like $3 a month or something. I was like, ooh, look at me. I get a free tea every month just for saving money. Well, that was naive. Now that I have my first job and I've entered the world of adults, I've been blessed with learning a lot more about investing, and with that, coming to realize that saving money is trash relative to all the options out there. Relative to spending it, definitely not trash at all. If any, it's gold. But relative to platinum, we could be doing better. Relative to diamonds, we could be doing so much better. Gold is fine, but it's not worth what it used to be. And the ways in which I have learned about investing have come in a lot of ways, whether that be real estate, investing in yourself, investing in your health, investing in a business, investing in side hustles, investing in the stock market, investing in stock options, investing in companies that are fundraising money, investing in as giving people loans as a form of investment, all types of wild stuff. Most of that I don't actually really know that much about, and mind you, I'm not a financial advisor, so don't go running to the hills taking this advice without doing your own research that's specific to your situation. But I will personally say that you should hit me up for a Robinhood link to get a free stock, and I will also get a free stock to be transparent. But I found that Robinhood is a really good like app that lowers the barrier to entry for investing, because if you try to go on these like old school and like established since like 18 something investment companies, it's ridiculous. It's truly ridiculous. I think a lot of like robo investors and like apps like Robinhood do really well because they've made the user interface so usable that, you know, investing's already overwhelming. So now it's like, well, that can be overwhelming, but the website doesn't have to be. So I really like that approach. Obviously, they've gotten into some trouble recently because they withheld people from selling or buying. I can't remember which, maybe both, AMC and GameStop, as those escalated due to some Reddit gathering. But beyond that, that's not really the point, right? Because that's short-term pumping and dumping, which is not the best form of investment, right? The best form of investment is long-term. So that means buying stocks or funds and holding them. And holding them and holding them, right? So I'm not telling you to be a day trader. If that's what you're into, go ahead. Just know it's more risky. It's volatile. You could lose all your money very quickly, or you could make a ton. But the only way to as of now, guaranteed, again, not a financial advisor, make some money on your investment is to hold it for a really long period of time. And what I mean by that is, between today and tomorrow, I could lose all the money that I invest if I am trying to time the market, right? And there's a saying that's like, time in the market is better than timing the market. Between today and tomorrow, I could lose a bunch of money. Between today and next week, I could lose a bunch of money. Between today and next month, I could lose a bunch of money. Between today and next quarter, I could lose a bunch of money. But when you start to like lengthen out the amount of time that you hold something in, the statistical probability of loss gets lower and lower, right? So let's say, I think it's like 5 years out, you have an 83% chance of your money growing. And then like 15 years out, you have 100% chance of the money you invested growing. And that's with current market behavior, right? So if we look at the past couple hundred years, average returns of like 7 to 10%. Who knows? Maybe the world will collapse and the US stock market will go to crap and those 7% annual returns disappear. But with the current state of the world and the way the world has been for like 100 years now, which is a pretty solid amount of time, it's grown at like a, you know, well, I'll round up 10%. Some years it does better, some years it does worse. As you know, there's recessions and stuff, but even with those recessions and all those losses, which is another reason why you don't short-term invest, because you never know when one of those is coming. Well, some people do, or claim to know, but even with all of those losses, it averages out to still like a 10% gain over time. So I'm telling you that the $3 a month that your bank is giving you on whatever amount of money you have saved, or the 50 cents or whatever you're getting in interest from your bank for saving, as you've been told that you should, is actually not gonna cut it. Because besides what I just told you about the opportunity cost of what you could get from investing that money, you literally lose money by saving it. And what I mean by that is inflation. Inflation decreases the value of money every year without fail. And with that, that means that even if you, let's say you save $5,000, right? Even if the dollar amount in the bank says $5,000 year after year, and you're so proud of yourself because you saved $5,000, the actual value and like the buying opportunity, buying power of that $5,000 is just dropping and dropping and dropping. And I was shocked to see that by the time, so I had a financial advisor lay this out for me, and she was talking about inflation and how that's the reason that you shouldn't save money, you should invest it instead. Again, not a financial advisor, so don't kill me if you disagree with everything that I'm saying. But she showed me that if I just save my money, by the time I'm in my retirement years, the money would have halved, like it would have cut in half, would be half of what it's worth now. Or worse, or maybe better, but point is, it's definitely not going to be $5,000. And had I invested that $5,000 in the stock market, it would have been compounded upon itself into maybe even $100,000. I don't know. Compound interest is kind of crazy, especially if you reinvest the returns. So this is just a little PSA for you to start investing, and don't rely on saving to be your only source of storing money. Definitely get in there, invest. It's, you can do it really, I'm definitely intimidated by it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I've already seen that it's a better option than the $3 my bank gives me a month. And also, if you can, please, 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 I'm begging you for the life of God, invest in a Roth IRA. Like, put your money in a Roth IRA, because you don't get taxed on the growth. And that is an incredible opportunity. If you, like I said, the $5,000 turns into six figures with like a ridiculous amount of time elapsed with compounding interest and reinvesting the growth, and none of it gets taxed. All you did was pay taxes on the initial $5,000. And that's a beautiful world to live in. It's such a beautiful world that after a certain salary level, income level, you can't even deposit into a Roth IRA anymore. So if you're like planning on working in tech and like continuing to climb through the corporate ladder and like increase your salary, there may come a point in which you can't even access Roths anymore. So while you're here, I definitely suggest putting your money in there, and thank me when we're all old and sitting on our porches. This was Phyllis, aka Hilarious Woman, with 11 minutes to leveling up. If this was at all helpful to you, stay tuned by subscribing to the subscribing to this podcast and share it with someone who you think should hear it. And if not, let me know on my social pages what would be useful for you the next time so I can help you to level up today to become the person you want tomorrow. Don't forget to support the podcast by cash apping $PHYLLISNJO to help get better equipment and also start collaboration with other creators. See you on the next level.